好，诸位菩萨，阿弥陀佛。好，我们继续讲神为禅师的悟经。今天好像是第11次还是12次，不太清楚。那我们今天讲，四知即定无定，即慧无慧，即行无行。
So, this is the 12 times we talk about this subject. So today we're going to talk about the kind of knowing is the samadhi of no samadhi, the prajna of no prajna, and the practice of no practice. Self-nature is identical to space. Essence is identical to the Dhamma Dhatu.
通常我们在讲这个修行的时候，就想修什么戒定慧嘛，哈。可这边是没定没慧，行也没有行，没有行可修啊。
Normally, when we're talking about practice, we talk about practice precept, dhyana, which is meditation, and wisdom. But here, we talk about no samadhi, no prajna, no practice.
那主要是我们的心性啊，我们的心性它本身无相，所以你要讲说它是定还是不定，其实它不散乱也不定，但是可以什么，可以产生散乱的相，可以产生定的相，可是它本身就是不散乱不定。
Our mind originally does no phenomena, does no form. We talk about samadhi, we talk about no samadhi, and it actually the true essence is there's no samadhi, it's not scattered, it's not no samadhi, so it only has the phenomena of a samadhi.
譬如说我们会讲说这个人心很乱啊，那你透过打坐以后，哇，他心很定，这指的是讲现象，还是指的是讲的他的本质？
If one person or the mind is really scattered, and after meditate and sitting for a while, practice sitting meditation for a while, the mind starts settle down, and it feels is it's in some form of a samadhi. Is this really samadhi, or is the mind and produce the phenomena of a samadhi?
这个心不管你乱还是定，它本身什么不乱不定。
Regardless, the mind is settled or scattered, and the true essence of mind is this no scatter and this no settle.
所以，如果你是能够去回到心的本质。我们一般讲叫什么明心见性啊，或是什么这个什么言下什么大悟啊，就是说是看到回到你的这一个本性以后，再有本性产生的任何一种功能，它都是什么，我们讲说它都是跟定慧相应，但是它又不能讲说跟一般的定慧是一样的啊。
So bring back and the true essence of the mind, or some people say, and you actually seeing the intrinsic nature of a self nature, and reaching out great enlightenment. And then to produce any kind of function, they are all samadhi and wisdom's function, and they are all in accordance to wisdom and samadhi.
也就是说我们的心性本身，如果要讲说定跟慧的话，它本来就是定，也本来就是慧，所以你才可能就是说，好，我透过修行以后，然后让这个本来就定就是慧的本性显现。
Actually, the mind itself originally is already in samadhi and already have a wisdom. That's the true essence, and that's the true nature of the mind. But we say we are going through the practice, and then we're reaching that state.
你的心性是无相的，但是它有觉照的功能。你讲到它是定，它是定吗？定只是一个什么？一个语言嘛，对不对？慧嘛，也是一个语言的。可是它本身就是无相的，所以你要讲说它是定，说它慧，好像也不是。你说它不是定，不是慧，好像也不是。
The mind originally is no form and has the ability to be aware. And the word samadhi and wisdom is merely a language. But the mind itself is no form.
可能可以用，我们可以用波浪跟海水来讲，就是波浪就是什么？就是这边一个那么一个，我们叫做什么，就是很乱哈，这个哇就波浪很多，对不对？但是海水这时候有没有跟着乱？没有啊。
Maybe we can use this example, wave and then the ocean. In the midst of ocean, and there's a lot of waves scattered here and there, and they are all over the place. But that's only the wave. Is the ocean itself is scattered all over the place? No, right?
所以，像我们在禅修的时候，还是讲说你的心什么，打坐的时候要什么，先全身放松，要调心，还要什么调身啊？那你因为你的妄想到处跑，然后就要什么用什么熟悉的方法，或是念佛的方法，让你的心什么，就是平静下来，对不对？然后终于发现，有点定力了哈。
In meditation, and our mind is scattered all the place, and so we have this method. And first of all, just relax your body and mind, and then regulate your body, regulate your mind, and then after you regulate your body and mind, and then we use this method in counting the breath or reciting Buddha's name, you feel finally my mind's kind of settled down and reach this tranquilness.
有些人就心非常安定以后，让人家打他一巴掌，他就吵起来了。这时候定就什么，就不见了，对不对？
Some people may appear as the mind is being very settled, very calm, but somebody came in front of you, slap you on the face, and this person instantly and lost the tranquilness and then start getting really angry.
但是假设你是修了这一个我们叫做这个自信定哈，他跟你吵架他是在定的状态。
But if somebody practice this method is this is meditation of a self nature or intrinsic samadhi,And then even though the person is fighting with you, fighting with anybody, in the midst of a fighting, arguing, the person still in the meditation state is still in the samadhi.
我记得很久大概快要20年前吧，84 1995，现在那就快要20年前。那时候我在台湾碰到有一个南传的法师啊，他们就是在修什么四念处，反正就是修的哈、啊，就在躲在森林里面的啊。那他跑去台湾嘉义，然后就有一些菩萨要请他什么，请他就是讲经说法这样子啊。讲了一个月以后，他说不行不行了，我的。我的这个什么，这个宁静的心已经什么就被吃掉了。他说我还要再回去什么，再回去泰国再什么再修行一下子。
About 20 years ago, in Taiwan, and there's a very famous Theravada teacher, and came to Taiwan to give teaching. And this teacher used to practice in the deep woods, in the midst of a deep woods, and he reached tranquility and then very calm and some, and so when he left the forest and then he come to Taiwan to give a teaching, a month later he feels like, oh, I can't do it anymore. I gotta go back to my woods. I'm losing my tranquilness.
那师父，我就听继承法师讲说，师父好像都没有在打坐了，可是他好像功夫越来越好。
But in the contrary, 继承法师 commented, "Oh, I never seen my 师父practice in sitting meditation, but he's become better and better in his practice."
请问师父有没有修行？平常有没有在修行
？Let me ask you.Does our 师父 Master 圣严 he usually in the daily life and practice?
对，他怎么修？他我们可能搞不清楚他怎么修啊。
How does he practice? We probably don't know how he practiced.
我曾经听师父讲过，他说哈、哦，他每天啊、就是他用一个很含蓄的讲法，他说他在体验佛法哈。哦他每天体验佛法的时间哈、哦，比他讲经开会什么，写文章、接见客人，反正就是他每天做什么哈、哦，他比他每天做什么东西还多。体验佛法，他也不讲得太什么，太清楚。
And I remember I heard师父mention this in a very subtle way, and every day.I use my majority of time to experience the Dharma. We know 师父 is very busy. He spent a lot of time giving teaching and meeting people and helping people and also writing books. But that's still not taking his majority time. His majority time is experiencing the Dharma.
有一次我开车嘛，师父在旁边啊，然后讲说：“哎、欸，师父你用什么方法这样子？”师父讲说：“放心，我也不晓得是放心是什么意思。”
One day I was driving, 师父 is sitting next to me, so I'm just curious, and so I asked 师父，师父 ，What kind of method are you using now? He say, "Let go my mind." What's that mean? Let go my mind? I have no clue.
不过现在就是说，像这样讲这一个，慢慢就知道，就是说你的心回到你的心本身，你不要去什么，不要去抓任何东西。但是呢，你又要跟事物要什么，要互动，要应对。
So after many years and after teaching various things, and I finally understood a little bit, and you have to pull your mind to the essence of the mind and not grasping anything, but still you'll be able to interact with all kind of phenomena.
那这个部分要具备哪些因素呢？其实它有几个，就是说你的心不去什么，就是说可能大家要懂得莫造了，你的心不住任何现象，这是第一个。
That's actually, there's a few factors. And first of all, probably you need to understand a silent illumination a little bit, and which is your mind is not abiding in any phenomena.
那第二个就是你的心啊，要平等的对待一切。
The second is your mind has to treat everything equal, equanimity.
那第三个就是你在跟人互动的时候，你不要以为那个是人。
The third, when you interact with anybody, don't treat that as a person itself.
这个最难懂了，我已经讲了什么心中妈妈不是妈妈，大家都听不懂。他说你不要以为你在跟人互动，大家可能是什么在讲什么啊？
Well, actually, this concept is the hardest to grasp. And I've been talking about the mom in your mind is not your real mother. And I've been talking about that many years. And on top of that, and I tell you, when you interact with people, don't treat that person as a real person. And people have been really perplexed and then confused. What are you talking about?
你大概可以分几个步骤，这个部分我可能要讲一下子，因为每次就是要讲让你就是熟悉，让你听到什么耳朵长茧了。
So they actually has a few steps and can be followed, and I've been keep repeating and repeating until when you finally get sick of tired of it.
就是说你至少你可以讲说我是跟一个色相在讲话，对不对？我在跟一个色相在讲话，这是第一步嘛，不是人，这是色相哦。
Well, first of all, at least, and I have the concept, I'm only talking to an appearance, I'm only talking to an image, it's not a human being itself.
啊，第二个当然就是这个色相跟那个色相在讲话啊，可能就会连接到三轮体空，就是色相在讲话。这个位置的色相跟那个位置的色相在讲话嘛。
And the second is merely the image, this image talk to that image, and this image occupy in this space, and talking to the other image occupying the other space. So there's nobody is talking, there's nobody I'm talking to, and there's no talking such thing.
好，那接下来这两个色相是你所感知的色相，还是你心外的色相
？And the third, these two image, these two appearance is what you aware of the image that you are aware of, or is really an outside of your mind? The image is outside of your mind.
对。可是因为我们一般人，因为你的心住在身体里面，所以你会觉得那个人是在你身体以外，那你也会觉得他是在你心里面以外的。
Normally, when we talk as a perspective of self, because our mind is inside of our body, that's why you're treating.The other image and is external, and but it's still it's just your mind, the image that your mind aware of.
你们想想看嘛，做梦的时候，梦中的男女主角还有路人甲、路人乙，全部都是谁？都是你嘛，对不对？那现在也是一样，前面这边的路人甲、路人乙、主角、男主角、女主角。也都是你啊。
When you are in your dream, and you dream about this person A, this person B, and this person C, and are they real or are they still the image appear in your dream, and person A, person B, and person C?
就用梦中来，就用梦中来回到现在，现在也是一样。那你。你习惯了已经站在你的脚你的身体这个位置往外看，那你要练一个功夫，就你的心是什么， 是把所有的这些色相看成，不是当成哦，看成是你的大身体。
So, we can use the dream analogy and then bring back to the reality. We are so used to and sitting inside our mind, sitting inside our body. Our mind is sitting inside the body and looking outside. And then now we have to, practice this way. And then we use our mind to see everything as one big picture.
我们是把身体当成一个大身体啊、哦，所以左手跟右手，左手跟右手互动，你不会站在右手站在左手的角度去看右手，对不对？比如说你可能你这一生大部分的时间都是右手写字啊，左手都是什么？就是在那边吊儿郎当的，你从来不会讲说，你帮帮忙好不好？没有这样嘛，对不对
？Since we treat our body as a one big body, one big picture, so from the right hand perspective point of view, from left hand perspective point of view. 。We're not going to stand on the right hand perspective point of view and to look left hand and to complain and or use the left hand perspective point of view and looking at the right hand. And majority people are right-handed and you use your right hand to do everything. And then have you ever complained to your left hand and say, wait, do something, don't just sit there and look pretty, okay? And do you make that kind of complaint?
一样啊，就是你的头脑动个念头，说要去我们对面买个披萨，你的脚就很甘愿的赶快执行了。可是你的脚从来没讲说，每次都是我听你的，那这一次换什么？换你听我的？没有嘛，对不对？你听了一辈子都是什么？都是甘愿的嘛。
For example, and you give a rise of thought, I want to go across the street and buy a slice of pizza. So my feet and start moving fast and then don't go across the street. Have you ever thought about it and the feet one day and just complain, say, I always listen to what you tell me to do. Well, today, how about you listen to me what to do?
所以当有一个人，就那一个人就是叫你说你要做什么，它相当于你的什么？你的头脑嘛。那现在我这个身体相当于是什么？手脚嘛。你要变成一体的话，你一定要这么想，否则的话，你是什么？你的手脚跟身体是什么？跟头是什么？是切割为二的、啊。
So, our mind and it just like the head, and then and our body is like the arms and then feet. So we have to work together and become one unity, and otherwise everything is separate.
因为对方讲话是对方用他的什么？用他的嘴巴讲话，对不对？那谁听到？你是用你的心去听到声音，对不对？是谁听到了？是你听到的。
Somebody talk.To you, and use the mouth to talk. So how do you hear the sound, or how do you hear the person talk? You really use your mind to listen the voice.
还有你说，我为什么要听你的？这是谁的念头？我为什么要听你的？就是这念头，对不对？是你的念头嘛？可是我为什么要听你的？请问这一个念头是不是代表对方？ 没有，这个念头还是你的念头，你不要以为这个念头代表对方。
For example, somebody tell you what to do and this and that, and then you raise this thought. Why should I listen to you? And this thought is where they're coming from. It's not coming from the person talk. Actually, it's really coming from your mind.
对方在要叫你什么，命令你什么，要求你什么的时候，是声音呢，还是有一个对方要在命令你？
When somebody order you to do something, reprimanding you to do something, you heard that. Is really the person made that demanding and talking to you, or is really you heard it from your mind, the voice you heard from your mind?
它是声音，然后引发一个念头，然后接下来说我不去，都是你的念头，都是你的心所感知的现象，对不对？结果你把心所感知的现象分，这个声音是他，对不对？那这个是我，那就没办法，这样你就什么？你就没办法看到，就是说任何时间都是你的心，你这个无相的心。我说就是你这个无相的心，我用一个东西叫做什么？无畏真人穿不同的衣服，大家可能听过了哈。无畏真人穿不同的衣服，等一下再解释这个部分呢。
So the thought and the person reprimanding you, and then you hear that voice, and then you give a thought, say, "I'm not going to listen to you," and that is your mind to aware the sound of the other person. And then you arise this thought in your mind, you're not going to do what you're going to do. And then you start beginning to distinguish, that's me, that's the person. And then and if you operate in that way, you cannot use this formless mind in any given moment to operate. And we have often say it in this okay. We use this analogy, the non-abiding person and changing a different outfit.
因为这个是这一个大家听过，这个是临济禅师用的，就是无畏真人，他不在任何位置，就是无相了。这个，但是他有见闻觉知的功能，所以我们叫做无畏，他不在任何位置上的一个真人。那这一个无畏真人可以产生种种的功能，就相当于他穿不同的衣服。
This is actually is coming from Master Lin Ji, and he not abiding in any position. His mind is not abiding in any position, is pervasive in all over the place, and can actually occupy any position. So we often use this non-abiding true person.
或者也可以用另外一个例子，就是说镜子啊，那镜子里面，然后里面有 A 在讲话的现象，有你在听话的现象啊，有 A 在讲话的现象，有你在听话的现象，可是镜子的现象是你呢，还是镜子是你？没有，镜子里面有 A 讲话的现象，有你听话的现象吗？可是镜子是什么？是你还是这个镜子里面这个影像是你？
Okay, another example is there's a mirror and reflecting on things, and inside the mirror there's a person and talking, and you are listening this talking. Is this a phenomena, or it's really in there's a person talking and you listen, and or the phenomena showing in the mirror is real. Which one is real?
所以你现在用这种就是镜子跟现象，或是海水跟波浪，或是刚才讲的说这一个无畏真人跟衣服的观念来看整体的现象。
We have three examples here, and the mirror and the phenomena, and the ocean and the wave, this non-abiding true person, and then the clothing. All this relationship, you can see the whole picture.
这样的话，你这样再拉到你，我们平常讲的说，你心里面想了一大堆的念头，想到某人对你不好，你就知道他那个全部是什么？衣服全部都是什么波浪？谁的波浪？你的波浪。
So we bring back to ourselves, and I constantly bothered by and some thoughts and some thoughts, and people used to do a great wrong to me and be mean and nasty to me, and all these is really the wave and the clothing, and it's the it's really not you.
那如果你把你所感知的现象分为这是他，那是这是我，那是他，那当然你就会引起什么你不愉快的感觉，那不愉快的感觉又引发不同的想法，那你又把想法的当中认为某些想法是他，某些想法是我，那总而言之你到最后就会变成你把想法感觉还有什么种种现象切割为里面是有人在里面的，有我在里面的，那你就看不到什么，看不到你那一个无畏真人，你看不到镜子，你看不到海水，你只看到什么？看到现象，你只看到波浪而已。
Because we took all this phenomena aware by the mind and distinguishes me, myself, and the person, and then arising all kind of unpleasant feeling and thoughts, and then we also distinguish the thought, it's this person caused this and make me feel very awful, uncomfortable, and then we distinguish in the person, the other person caused me the, this horrible feeling, and it will constantly operate in this way, so we cannot see, and the mirror itself, we cannot see the ocean, we cannot see the non-abiding true person, and then all we see is the wave and the clothing and all the phenomena.
所以从这里面大概可能我们要去理解有两样东西，就是你心里面的想法还有你所感知的感觉，那这一个是被你感知的现象，但是如果你把它分成这是我，然后把你想法的当中的想法当成你，那你我想说你就没有办法像什么即定无定了，没办法了。
Here, there's two things, and we always take our mind what we aware of and as a self, and whatever the thought as ourself, and this kind of phenomena and treat that as a self.And treat as a other person, and treat all that as a self. So if we keep operating in this dualist way, subject and object, and then we cannot use the whole thing, and we cannot use the ocean, we cannot treat the ocean, we cannot see the ocean, we cannot see the whole mirror, we cannot see the whole picture.And then we cannot and know the samadhi is no samadhi.
所以说就是还是回到我们现实的生活。现实的生活我们会想，我们会有种感觉。那这里面就牵到后面的一个即慧无慧哈。那基本上我们会把我们的想法当成我，还有你想法里面的某某人当成是什么？别人，对不对？还有你的感觉，你会把你好的感觉当成是你， 不舒服的感觉当成是你，所以这里面就牵涉到我们叫做是什么，就是这个什么想法就是响应，对不对？然后你的感觉身体的中感觉是受应、哦、那这些里面是什么，这些现象有，但是什么有没有我在里面？没有，因为他们会消失。
In our daily life, and we are treating all the phenomena and what are we aware of in our daily life as a self and as somebody, and something favorable and I like it, and something unfavorable condition I don't like it, and this is really purely our perception, and we treating all the phenomena as self.
我们现在就比较不容易的，就是说你的想法起来会消失，对不对？那怎么可能是你？它会消失呢？你想了说，哎呀，我今天被什么被他骂了一顿，对不对？这是不是想法？是你吗？你被他骂了一顿，那这个想法没有，那你就消失了呢？没有，你没有消失啊。但是我们把这个想法当成我，把那个会消失的东西当成我。
Often we arise a thought, and they say, "Oh, that person scolded me." And I'm treating that as myself, and I've been scolded. And this is really a thought. And this kind of thing, and it actually well perished. But we often treating that thought, the perished thought, it's me. And I'm always in it. But the thought will perish. And is that means I'm perished too?
这同样的哈，因为有时候我说你想到你妈妈，那你是什么？你就认为那是妈妈嘛？那我就问他说：“你想你妈妈，你妈妈就出现；你不想的时候，你妈妈就消失。可是你真正的妈妈会不会因为你想她，她就起来；不想她，她就消失？会不会？不会嘛，对不对？”
This is actually is very different. And a lot of time I say, "Oh, you know, are you thinking about your mother?" And when we thinking about mother, and the mother's image appears in our head, and then when I'm not thinking about my mother, and in my mother's image and disappear in my head. But in reality, when you think about your mother, when you not think about your mother, does your real mother is going to appear and perish because of your thought? No, right?
啊、这可以懂的话一样的啊，你想的如果是你的话，你不想你就什么，你就消失了、啊、没有消失啊。
It's the same, we can apply to ourselves, and you think of something, and this is the thoughts inside as a you. If you don't think of something, and do you perish with the thoughts? No, you're still here.
所以一样的，比如说你产生这个很什么很激动的念头，然后很激动的感觉啊、哦，这些现象我们叫做不定哈、哦，不安不定，对不对？可是你那一颗心有没有跟着不定，跟着不安
？Also, for example, and when you arise some very exciting or very disturbed and thoughts and feeling, and this is very unsubtle, and when this is what come and go, and then this kind of thought you have in you exist inside of these thoughts, and is your true real you? It's very unsubtle. No.
所以你如果懂这一个的话哈。他跟你吵架的时候，他在定当中，为什么？因为那颗心本来就是什么，就不动什么，无相嘛，他永远是在定当中的。
So if you understand this, and you are having a fight, you having an argument, and then you still in the midst of a samadhi, it's just the phenomena is fighting.
可是你在吵架跟人家吵架的时候，你也是一样啊，你那是吵架的现象嘛，吵架的念头，吵架的感觉啊，那为什么你不感觉你在定当中？
But in our daily life, you, if you really have an argument with somebody, if you had a fight with somebody, and we know it's a phenomena, and we know it's a thought arising from our head, but, and are you really, emotion in the midst of this fighting?
最主要的是，你会把那个想法当成你，感觉当成你，那人家是不会，人家还是有那个现象，那那个现象只是他的衣服之一而已。
Because we always treat the thoughts and what we aware as a self, and so we feel we are right in there. But the person enlightened and 是 enlightened 吗？你说我们讲的这个是不是 enlightened？
对对。
Okay, the enlightened person and it's not treating the thoughts and the feeling as a self. So in the midst of fighting, and the person is not in there.
所以我还是拉到师傅，师傅有说哇骂我，那我比师傅还生气的时候，师傅马上什么？哦，他马上我、哦、好柔软哦。那我们一般有没有办法？当你在当他当我们在骂人的时候，你会觉得你在骂人，对不对？师父不会这么想的、
啊。Well, we're gonna use师父as an example again. When 师父 is scolding me, and then if he realizes I'm more upset, my reaction is even stronger than he's scolding me.And instantly he turned very soft and calm, and it's like he was not scolding anybody. So normally can we do that? Because the Sifu, when he is scolding me, and he does not take the thought and then what he aware of as himself.
所以如果你懂这个道理，其实你是可以练的啊。你在骂人的时候，你不要以为对方是人。
If we understand this, and we can practice. So when you're scolding somebody, and don't treat the person you are scolding to as a person.
所以你如果能够懂这个道理的话，就是要改变你在平常生活上的知见。
If you understand this.Concept, and then you have to change in how you aware things in the daily life.
你不要等到骂人才在练说，这个是影像，那个是影像，不要等到那个时候才来练，现在就要开始练。现在是影像听影像嘛，对不对？你们有没有觉得在影像听影像？
我。Once you understand this concept, you have to practice in every single moment. Not until when you are in the fight, you encounter with fight with others. It's it's an image and fighting another image. Actually, now you may sit here listening the lecture, but it's really one image listen to the other image.
这里面可能又要跑出一个东西来。现在你在哪里？
Another thing, and may just surface, and let me ask you, where are you now?
假设你认为你就坐在椅子上，那你就很难说是说什么，最难就是说是影像听影像。为什么？因为你的心已经是什么，已经定在你的身体里面了啊。
If you really think, oh, I'm sitting on the chair, listen to you talking. So it's really hard for you to understand that because you already fixed your mind inside of your body. It's not in one image and just listen to the other image talking.
所以这个就是你每个当下的心不能停留在任何地方。那以这样的话，你才知道说，那这些现象就是我心中的一个现象，这个身体是我感知的一个现象，那个身体是一个感知的现象，全部都在什么？我心中。
every single moment, and your mind cannot abiding into any places. Because of that, and your mind is pervasive all over the place. And every single thing and happen, it's all aware by your mind.
所以如果能够这样子的话，那颗心它定还是没定？
If you can operate this way, your mind is in samadhi or not in samadhi.
还有那颗心有我还是无我？
And that mind has a self or no self.
我们一般讲是说，我们说没有智慧，是因为你把这些现象摄应的。你所看到的现象当成我，把所感知的现象当成我，我们说把五蕴的现象当成我，那才讲说啊，我看到这个五蕴的现象没有叫做智慧。
Normally, we say, I don't have a wisdom. It's because, I treat and whatever phenomena I perceive, I aware as a self, and. What I see, what I hear, what I taste, what I smell, it's me. Because I treat that as me, as a self, so that's why there's no wisdom. So if I don't treat that, and then I have a wisdom.
那如果无蕴的现象，没有我或是不是我，那知道无蕴现象的那个东西是谁？
If the phenomena, what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste is not self, so the one aware of all this phenomena is who?
那知道无蕴的那个无形无相的那一个有这样功能的那个心，它是有智慧还是没智慧？
The mind can aware of all these, it's a function of the mind. And this function of mind, does that has a wisdom or does not have a wisdom?
他是没办法说，因为他什么一说就跑到什么，跑到现象去了，对不对？
Actually, it's very hard to put it into the words and to explain. And as soon as I put into words and try to explain, it become a phenomena.
所以说，假设你能够什么，就是在那个时间点都看到那一颗无形无相的心，那它本身不是，既不是定，也不是慧，也不是没有定没有慧。
At any given moment, if you can see that formless and that shapeless mind, and this mind is not samadhi, is not wisdom, and it also is not samadhi, and it also is not wisdom.
还有你正在修哦，那修禅定，请问那颗心有没有在修禅定？
Let me ask you, and now you're practicing meditation.Is your mind, is that mind is practicing meditation too?
他没有在修禅定，可是又可以产生禅定的什么现象，对不对？可以产生散乱的现象，对不对？
And the mind practicing the meditation and can give a rise to samadhi phenomena and also can give a rise to scatter phenomena.
我们通常没有修行的时候不知道散乱啊，那有修行的时候说哦，我好心有散乱，接下来就是我心好定。请问他按照讲说很定的话，是把那个定的现象当成他呢，还是把那个无形无相的心当成他？
If we never practice before, we don't know our mind is very scattered. Once we start to practice, we realize that our mind is really scattered. And then I need to practice and to settle my mind. And let me ask you, Do we treat that phenomena of samadhi, of a calm or meditation as self, or there's no self?
那我问你，比如说你真的定功，你定力很不错，那你说这个人定功很不错，你说没有错，这时候请问你把什么当成你？那你也把想法当成你，有没有？你看我的定力不错，有没有？所以他这个定永远碰不到那个什么自信定。
And then somebody may say, oh, you know, I'm a really good practitioner and can practice meditation and my willpower is pretty good. And actually, you still but and treating all these as yourself. I'm good and I'm very calm most of the time and my practice is good. And it's, and because and precisely you're treating this as yourself, so the self nature samadhi and can never be touched.
所以师父曾经在有一首歌叫做慈悲，里面就是什么只有坏事，什么有做坏事没有坏人，对不对？为什么？因为那个人不会做坏事啊。
Sifu actually wrote quite a few songs in Damajuan Mountain. There's one song called Compassion, and there's one lyrics and they're saying there's only bad things to be done, and there's no person and did a bad. There's no bad person. So and it's only the phenomena and the person's nature is not bad.
那师父后面讲说要原谅他，请问？原谅他是现象还是你？
And also another lyric says, forgive him. And let me ask you, this forgiving him is you or just merely phenomena?
所以我们就是动不动就跑到什么，我啊，原谅你，有没有？你又把那个现象当成我，对不对？
We are always operating this way. I'm gonna forgive you, and then I'm going into the cycle. I'm treating this as a phenomena again. Inside the phenomena, that's me.
所以懂你懂得这个，我们说这个性，无形无相的性啊，然后再来看现象的话，那有原谅的现象，但是没有原谅的我，对不对？
So if we understand this formless and shapeless essence and there's no self in there, it's only phenomena, there's no you, me.
所以这样要原谅一个十恶不赦的人是不是很简单？
So in that way, and to forgive is some a really, really bad person, and isn't that easy?
当你在原谅十恶不赦的人的时候，其实那个十恶不赦的人是什么？是现象。我们借着原谅啊，借着原谅来去除什么有我有你。
And actually, and forgiving is just merely phenomena. And so we only use this forgiving phenomena and to get rid of it as you and me and inside that phenomena.
所以如果用这样的话，就是什么，你要原谅什么曾经折磨你的人，那就要原谅什么，原谅你的无知，因为你把什么已经过去的现象当成你。我借着原谅要把什么看出来，就是原来我在原谅我的愚痴啊。
Actually, we using forgiving this phenomena, and then to forgive and people torture you and do great wrong to you in the past, and also forgiving your own ignorance because our ignorance, we treating this phenomena and this is a person really torturing me, so it's just merely phenomena.
我们在原谅别人的时候，请问是不是原谅你的前念？
When we are trying to forgiving somebody, and we are just forgiving our previous thought,
算不算？你要说你要，我很有包容心，我原谅他。其实你是什么？原谅你的前恋了。
Isn't that true? And well, sometimes we often say, "Oh, I'm really a forgiving person. I forgive him and did this to me." Are we just really merely forgiving our previous thought?
所以我记得有一次禅期哈，精英禅山啊，有一个精英啊，应该是。鲍勃是那个谁啊，那一个也很是引进界的还蛮有名的人啊，他说我什么人都可以原谅，就是没办法原谅我妈妈。
I remember there were once in the 360 degree meditation retreat. Maybe is a singer or movie star and quite a famous. And he was in the sharing. He said, "I can forgive the whole world, but I cannot forgive my own mother."
因为他妈妈常常在人家面前就是说、啊、你这个你看人家就跟别人相比，他比得他一文不值、哦、所以他没办法原谅。
The reason he cannot or she cannot forgive his mother is because his mom and always compare him with other people in front of a lot of people, and then also put him down and treat him like a dirt. He's like, "You're really worthless," and so he's like holding on the feeling he cannot forgive his mother.
那我已经忘记师父怎么跟他讲了哦，但是师父没讲说那个妈妈不是妈妈。他那时候还是没有这样讲啊。
I don't really remember what 师父 has told him, and I'm sure, but 师父 did not say, "Your mom in your mind is not your real mom."
那时候因为他已经禅山已经打了两天了啊，心比较安定的啊，那师父就告诉他说：“你不原谅他，你没想到他，你就什么？”你就激动啊，生气啊，那你要生气到什么时候？大概是用这种方式，所以没有，大概没有讲说那个不是妈妈。
And at that time, the person already in the meditation for 2 days, and his mind is more subtle. And 师父 probably told him that if you don't forgive your mom, and every time you think about your mom, your mind and your emotion and start getting really upset and then start getting really angry, how long you gonna hold that anger against her?
所以如果你知道她只是你的前恋，是你的妄想，那就很容易什么，很容易原谅，根本就不用原谅。可是假设你知道他是什么，他是真的人的话，认为那是真的人，那就很难什么，要原谅他非常难的啊。
If you are treated angry emotion as just merely your previous thought, it's a wandering thought, isn't that very easy to forgive the person?And even though you don't really have to do anything, you don't really have to deliberately to do this forgiving. But if you treat that as the real person, you're going to hold that grudges and very tight.
所以说，如果你不懂这个道理，你说你去观想你很讨厌的人，你跟他微笑，那就有点困难了。
If you don't understand this and trying to imagine and you're going to smile to somebody you really, really hate, isn't that going to be very hard, very difficult?
那如果你知道说那只不过是什么，那根本就不是他，那是我的什么前恋，那对他微笑又有什么问题？
If you know about this and they say, "Oh, this is not a real person, and it's only my previous thought," and what's so difficult to smile this image of the person you don't like?
还有一个就是什么？你后恋能不能碰到前恋？
It's the other thing, your latter thought, and is that going to be able to touch the previous thought?
你说啊，我原谅他，请问你的后恋有没有原谅前恋？
Well, let me ask you. I'm going to forgive him. And is my later thought and actually forgive the previous thought?
所以你懂这个道理，你就说我们众生实在颠倒得一塌糊涂，有没有？
If we understand how we operate this way, we are really, really being practiced upside down view for many, many years. It's horrible.
我们后念碰不到前念，结果我们以为后念是可以原谅前念。
In reality, our later thought cannot ever touch the previous thought, and because of that, we can forgive the previous thought.
那你是后念原谅前念，结果你认为是我原谅他，有没有？
It is because your later thought forgive your previous thought, so you call it, oh, I forgive this person.
所以同样的、哦。我喜欢他，是不是你也喜欢前任，还是你喜欢他？
On the same token, I like this person. Is I really like this person, or my later thought like the previous thought?
所以后任喜欢有没有办法喜欢到前任？
Is your later thought be able to like the previous thought?
所以说，你这个原则懂了以后，你就发觉就是懂了这一个以后，就是要去去除，就是我们错误的那个什么，错误的功能。
If we understand this principle, we can get rid of this erroneous function.
所以你就是在什么，这个懂了，但这个要体验啊。体验，那这个道理懂了以后，你就在顺着世俗啊，说我原谅他当中，你看到根本就没有人在原谅他，但是照样原谅。
Of course, after you understand the principle, you have to practice. In the daily life, I say, I forgive, and this person is really, my latter thought is not connect with the previous thought and to forgive this person.
那这叫做不离世间法而什么而求修什么出世间修出世法。
And this is the way of a practice is not separately with the world practice and we practice in this outer world of a practice.
你这样用世间的名称我原谅他那就是世间法，对不对？然后其实看到那个我是我无畏真人的一个衣服，然后那个他也是无畏真人的衣服，根本就没有原谅不原谅，那这个叫什么出世法？
I forgive him is the worldly practice, but what I'm doing is just merely I'm treating him as one of the clothing of a non-abiding true person. So, and I'm a clothing and forgiving is also the clothing. So I'm using this out of the world and practice.
所以你在修行即行无形的时候，你在吵架。就你化解没有吵架的我，没有吵架的你，但是照样什么骂来骂去。
So, in the midst of a practice, and there's no practice, there's practice of no practice. So, in the midst of a fighting, and I'm still fighting, but this is in the fight, this is only phenomena. There's no fighting self, and there's no fighting person.
那关键点就是你不要把你所产生的现象当成有一个是我，有一个是他。
The key point is, and do not mistaken, and this phenomena, there's inside this phenomena, there's you and there's me.
所以同样的，你们坐在这边，是身体坐在这边，心在哪里就不晓得了。
The same way, and you're all sitting here, and your body is here. Where's your mind?
你坐在这里，然后你心在想，等一下要做什么事情？因为这是不是你的心？
Well, your physical body is sitting here, but your mind is thinking about, oh, I'm going to do such and such later. Is that your mind too?
这是你心里，这是你的心所感知的念头的现象，不是你的心。
That actually is the phenomena your mind aware of. So it's really not your mind.
所以就是什么，你透过你的心产生什么现象，可是那一颗，我们说那一颗真性或是 真心，什么现象都没发生。
It's really only the phenomena arising in your mind, but it may have many different things occurring, happening, but your true mind is nothing occurring. It's merely the phenomena of your true mind.
所以你做什么呢叫做行，可是你那颗心什么东西都没做叫做无行。
And with all this phenomena, you want to do this and you want to do that, it's called practice or volition. But your true mind, this is no practice, this is no volition.
所以后面的什么，性等虚空，体同法界，就是我们这颗心性啊，它跟虚空一样，就是无一物，我们这本来无一物，可是它跟虚空不一样的地方是虚空没有认知功能，我们有什么？认知功能。
And later it says that the self nature is identical to space, and the self nature is equal to space. The only thing is different is the self nature has ability to be aware, and on the contrary, the space does not have ability to be aware.
那我们通常就是什么？我们没有看到，没有办法看到那种什么不动的、无相的那一面。我们只看到什么动的现象那一面。
Normally, we can only perceive and something is moving, and we cannot perceive something is unmoving and formless the nature.
所以我们叫什么？性等虚空，就相当于什么空性，有没有？它。空无一物，但是它有觉知的心。
And self nature is identical to the space, and it's really and is the we're talking about is the intrinsic emptiness.
所以你痛苦的时候，痛苦是现象，还是你的心性现象？
When you're suffering, is suffering phenomenon of a mind or actually your true mind?
那痛苦可不可以叫？
Is the suffering itself and can be screaming?
陈也跟你说，如果证空性的人痛苦就不能叫，叫就没有证空性。
This one person made a comment, and the person actually see the true nature cannot be screaming while suffering. Otherwise, it's not see the nature.
是不是正空性的人不能叫？
Is really and the person see the self nature when they experience suffering and cannot scream? Is that true?
其实不管你叫不叫那都不是重点，因为你的心性本来就是什么，就是不动无相嘛。
Regardless screaming or not, that's not important. And the truth is the self nature is unmoving. And there's no form, there's no shape.
如果你讲 把那个不叫、哦、没有叫的叫的说正空性，那个是什么？那是着相。
If you call that non-screaming is attained see the nature, attain enlightenment, and then that means you are abiding the form.
就是说你叫的时候你的性是无相的，你不叫的时候性也是什么无相的，所以那个跟叫不叫没什么关系啊。
Regardless, screaming or non-screaming, and the self nature is formless. It has nothing to do with screaming or not screaming.
所以我记得，听说那个那一个，然后大宝好像现在是17世，是不是？16世他好像是得癌症哈、哦，他有时候就在病房里面就是呱呱叫，那有时候又好像又没事啊，你也搞不清他到底有没有得癌症。
I remember heard a story about the 16th Karmapa, and on the end, and he had a cancer, and sometime he's screaming like crazy in the hospital in his room, but sometime he seems like nothing happening.
所以这一个就是你见到信的话，那关键点是什么？我产生什么相，可能对众生最有用，来决定说我要产生什么相。因为那个性永远是什么？不动无相的。你修也是无相，不修也是无相。但是问题点，你能不能抓住很自在的去应用种种的相来利益众生？
The key point is, I give rise to all kind of phenomena. Is that going to be beneficial to all sentient beings? And regardless, practice is no practice, and the self nature is all formless. And the main thing is, this phenomena arise, and would I be benefit to any other sentient being, anybody?
所以后面讲的体同法界，因为你的心性无相，但是它含摄一切现象。
Here I talk about the essence is identical to the Dhamma Dhatu because the mind is formless, so it encompasses the whole Dhamma Dhatu, encompasses everything everywhere.
我们说什么一心即有什么十法界，有没有听过？
We heard about this phrase, and one mind and contain 10 Dhamma Dhatu.
就是你的心啊、一念起嗔心，可能是什么修罗界；起贪心什么界，可能是地狱界；起一丝心就是什么，就是众生界啊。那贪嗔就是一半一半，可能就是什么人界，对不对？那什么东西都看了都很舒服，可能是天界，
Our mind, if it give a rise into angry, and then is in the asura realm. If a mind give a rise to greed, it's in the hell realm. And the mind give to doubt, it's probably in the sentient beings realm. And the mind give to greed and hatred, probably it's in the human realm. If you see everything is happy and comfortable, you're probably in the heavenly realm.
那这个就是我们叫六道，六就六界啊。那六界通常都是我对你生气，那是有能手的啊，就是把现象啊当成我，当成你呢。那这个是我们叫做六环。那六圣的话，它在中的现象当中，它不会直取这样的操作，那就会变成什么？就是四圣，什么独觉声闻、声闻缘觉、独觉声闻不是独觉声闻菩萨佛，
So, in the sixth ordinary realm, it's you, it's I, and arising angry to you, have this subject and object, and operating in this subject and object dualistic way. So, and then we have the sixth ordinary realm, which is human, asura, hungry ghost, and hell realm, and then, this is six And then also, the other four sage realm is, they do not operate, with a dualistic mind. And these are, Pratyeka Buddha, the sound hearer, and then also Bodhisattva and the Buddha.
那这一些基本上都是你的什么心的功能而显现以后把它分就是什么就是欢呼圣人。
This is all, a reveal of, the functional mind and then we distinguish as ordinary beings and or sage.
那如果你心回到心本身的话我们叫做无佛无众生，有没有听过
？If your mind return to the intrinsic nature, and there's no Buddha and there's no sentient being，
但你产生功能呢，就是有佛有众生。
When the mind arises to all the function, and there is a Buddha and there is a sentient beings，
所以我有一次看到有一个就我最早就是在30年前就看到楞严经那一个谁啊那一个阿难问佛陀说地狱天堂在哪里他说在你的心中我、哦、那时候就哦就听懂其实我不是听懂而已、啊、我从此以后你讲什么我都相信
About 30 years ago, I read Surangama Sutra, and when Ananda was asked Buddha, where is the hell? And Buddha replied to Ananda, the hell is in your own mind. So at that moment, and I understood it, and I'm not only understood, and then from that point on, I wholeheartedly believe what Buddha said.
这边可以讲这一部分，这很有意思啊。很多人说不相信，我相信，其实都什么，都是不科学的。
And actually, we're going to talk about this believing or not believing, and those are actually is really not scientific.
我说我看到一个鬼，你要不要相信
？If I told you I saw the ghost, are you going to believe me？
我说我这边旁边有一个鬼，你要不要相信？
And I told you there's a ghost standing right next to me. Do you believe me?
告诉你了，你相信跟不相信跟我讲的话没关系啦。
And the truth is, regardless you believing in me or not believing in me, and there's nothing to do with the truth.
我讲的话，哈，我讲的话，你一定听到嘛，你不能讲说不相信嘛，讲话那个声音听到了嘛，对不对？
Whatever I said, you know, you'll hear the voice, right?
然后我看到一个鬼，那你想象说没鬼，那个没鬼是谁的想法？你的想法跟我这个没关系嘛？但你要相信什么
？But I told you there's a ghost standing next to me, but you don't believe it. Regardless, you believe it or you don't believe, it's your thought. It's nothing to do with me.
你相信或是不相信你的想法永远碰不到我的什么能不能碰到我的经验都碰不到的
Regardless you believe and not believe it's your thought That thought is not going to ever touch my experience of seeing the ghost or not seeing the ghost
所以你要科学一点的话你要讲什么话你都要相信为什么因为你相信的内容也跟对方讲了，永远碰不到的。
So if you want to be more scientific, and you just need to understand whatever you believe and you not believe is your thought, because it never get in touch. It's never gonna be able to touch the content what I just said.
不能讲永远，如果你成佛就可以。
We cannot say forever, but if you attain Buddhahood, you could.
因为佛、哦、可以、哦、跟你的心完全一样，你讲什么了，你付出什么经验，他就可以什么，就有点像骇客有没有？你的档案他可以什么？他可以进去跟你 copy。
And Buddha can do that because his mind is going to be in accordance to your mind. It's the same. So he could. But we use another example. It's like a hacker. And he can actually invade into your computer and copy the file. And it's just exactly the same file.
那另外我又想到一个故事，有一天有一个将军啊，他说他不相信有地狱恶鬼啊，就是怎么天堂地狱，他去找禅师讲说，请问禅师，这个有没有天堂跟地狱？结果那禅师就想说，你没有资格问这个问题啦。哦，他非常生气啊，哈，你说我没有资格，然后禅师说，哎，对对对对对，现在是地狱。好啊，终于马上体会到原来地狱是这个样子。
And I just told another story. And there's a general, and he doesn't believe in there is heaven, there's a hell realm exist. So he went to ask for a patriarch. And the patriarch say, look at him, he say,You're not qualified to ask this question. And all of a sudden, this general become upset. What do you mean I don't have a qualification to ask this question? You see, you are right in the hell realm.
哦，那结果他就赶快说啊，对不起，对不起，对不起。他说，哎，现在你在天堂。
So he immediately realized he'sreaction. He said, oh, I'm so sorry. And I lost myself. He said, see, you are in the heavenly realm right now.
So, 我们一般人会以为就是说一个天堂，那边在人在什么，在杀啊，在煮啊，在吊人啊，不是，你在受苦的时候就是什么，本身你自己的心就创造出一个什么地狱的像。
We often think and you have to be really physically resided into this darkened place and see a lot of people screaming and being cut into pieces and being burning and this and that. And that is really you reside in the hell realm. And no, actually, if your mind and give it to angry and all different suffering, and you are in the hell realm.
So, 我们虽然是人的身体，可是我们的心每天经历到什么？六道的有没有都经历到了？
Each day, we may have this human body, but isn't it our mind experience and all six realms and everything in the all six realms?
我今天讲的东西你听不懂，你就是在什么？你就是畜生嘛。
Today, whatever I said, you haven't understood one word. You probably in the animal realm does not understand a word I said.
那我讲，你说你畜生，你很不服气，想要跟我理论，你是修罗嘛？
If you heard that, huh? You call me animal, so you are upset. You want to argue with me, and you are in the asura realm right now.
是不是？你在每个当下，你可以刹那间本来是菩萨，刹那间变成修罗。
In every single moment, and originally you are a bodhisattva, and all of a sudden you get upset and you become asura.
比如你当下讲了哇慈悲的话，你就想说，哎呀，你只是会讲而已，你根本就是什么都不懂，马上什么修罗就出现了。
If you think you are a very compassionate person and this and that, and some people may reveal the true meaning of compassion and say you don't understand the true meaning of compassion, all of a sudden you give a rise to anger, and at that moment you are in the asura realm.
我们唯一比较不容易的是什么？你经历到什么？声闻缘觉菩萨佛，因为这个要什么？要不是修行了，就是你要一个大身体，所有的现象里面都没有我，要这样的操作才会什么，才会体验到什么声闻缘觉菩萨。
So unless and you already in the there's a four sage round, which is Shivaka, Pratyeka Buddha, and Bodhisattva and Buddha, and your mind is not being restricted in this physical body. Your mind is pervasive all over the place and the whole space. And then you will not experience these anybody and this emotion.
你大概可以观念上的哈，观念上的体验哈，不观念上的来认知这个菩萨。就等一下你回家以后，你说。我身体的回家，我的心没有回家，好，那这样慢慢可以体验到什么？这个缘结啦，或是声闻啦，因为就是什么三轮体空，但是这是观念上的，我们经验上不太容易啊。
You may have You can probably experience and understand the concept, but really and try to experience that is not easy. Unless you say your physical bodies went home, but your mind and never move and never go any place. You could get a conceptual understanding, really experience that is not easy.
但是比较具体一点的就是说你心中的妈妈浮出来，你要说这个不是妈妈，那就会什么比较有机会去体验到四圣的境界啊。
Another way is when your mom's image and surface on your mind, and then you understand and say that's not your true mother, and then if you keep practicing this way, and then maybe you will be able to experience Shrivaka Buddha or and a Sanghara.
所以你懂了这个道理以后，你就发觉就是什么，就是你的心在任何一个时间都经验到什么。就是外种种的现象可以分成六道，那内它本身永远是什么？就是不动，就是实际上就是不动，会叫做佛。
The mind in any given point of time can experience all six realms externally, but internally the mind, the true mind is not moving.
那不管你说你要不要修。你肯定的，你每个时间点都一直什么，都一直浮出六道的境界，跟你保证了，一直浮出六道的境界。但是你是不是继续啊，继续这样六道的境界呢？还是回头看到，哎，我这颗心就什么无佛无众生。
Regardless, you're gonna practice or not gonna practice.And your mind is constantly and going through a six ordinary realm and continuously. So if you start to practice it and then you turn around and look back, oh, my mind is not moving. And then, if I don't practice and my mind just continue in and got stuck in this cyclic cycle.
哦，你们愿意来听还不错哈，因为我讲了，有些人就要听两年以后才什么，才可以懂哦。
Actually, you're all getting better because it seems that you all understand what I said today. And what I said today is some people it took 2 years and finally and get a little grasp of it.
我之前大概二十年前在，其实二十年我比较很少讲到无我。有个菩萨也是来一年都听不懂，他也是听。
About 20 years ago, I rarely and talk about no self. And there's one volunteer, and regardless and she or he understood or not, he just keep coming to listen.
其实我自己也是一样，我大概三十年前看，好像是看星云大师的讲解那个《维摩诘经》，他的注释也是很，也不是很深。我也是看不懂的。
Myself is the same way. About 30 years ago, and I see Master Xing Yun's commentary about the Vimalakirti Sutra, and it's not really very hard to understand, but I still and I cannot grasp the meaning he tried to convey.
所以不要讲说啊，这听不懂。我们之前有人就说，请长老法师叫我不要再讲这个无我了。
Well, don't say you don't understand. And I heard about some people talk to Chang Hua Fa Shi say, oh, you know, can you ask Guo Xin Fa Shi stop talking about this subject? I don't understand.
那我就是坚持要讲，为什么？因为师父要弘扬什么汉传佛教啊？那这个是非常根本的一个原则教理。
But I insist to keep talking about because and 师父 advocate Chinese Buddhism. This is the one of the very key point or principle of Chinese Buddhism.
你如果你要听的话，你有一天可能就可以什么超越生死，或者的话，你一生又一生流浪生死都什么都不知道。
You continue to come here to listen.And then gradually, and you will go beyond the birth and death and cycle. Otherwise, you keep stuck in this birth and cycle, samsara, and never get out of it.
如果你现在还不懂，你来生你就把它背起来，然后出来的时候说心中的妈妈不是妈妈，对你都会有很有用。
Regardless, in this lifetime, you understood or not, but just.Remember and recite this and memorize this and your mother inside of your mind is not your true mother and just recite this every day and then carry that into your next life.
然后你这个懂了以后接下来就是感觉不是我那又更棒了。
Once you understood your mom inside your mind is not your true mom and then next and then and understand thisWhatever you aware of, whatever you feel is not yourself.
还有你听不懂哈，不是你听不懂，是你产生一个不懂的现象。你的心永远是懂的。
When you don't understand, it's really your mind arising this could not comprehend, could not understanding phenomena. Is your mind is always understood?
因为是懂的，只是你把 不懂的现象当什么？当成是你，对不对
？Because your true mind is fully understood, and you're merely treating this phenomena, and I don't understand, not understanding.
好，应该要去吃饭了哈。
Is it time to eat yet?
要记得，就是有身体去吃饭，没有我去吃饭呢。
Remember, there's a body go downstairs to eat lunch, and the mind is not eating the lunch.
就是嘴巴说说也会有帮助吗
？Regardless, reciting with our mouth is still helpful.
好，我们今天就讲到这边了。
阿弥陀佛。